Okay. Greetings to you once again in the name of the Most High. Greet you from another remote location on this planet that we all are on at such a time as this, amidst a world in transition, a world in somewhat confusion, somewhat turmoil, but still a world that we're all in, having this experience, going through it together, and looking forward for answers, for truth, for the right way, the right path, and the right choice and decision in this time. Okay, so you know, this whole season that we've been in has been, for many, has been a time of incredible and intense frustration. Things being delayed, things being pushed back, things being apparently denied. But with all of that, you've got to keep in mind that there's also a bigger thing going on here than our personal individual life experiences. And our experiences, yeah, we all have our own journey, but we're also living something out collectively. And the collective experience is one of transition right now, and is one of change. As we go from darkness to light, from the power of Satan, the power of the serpent, the power of that old dragon, unto light, creator, source of all things, the his plan and purpose and his intention for humanity. You know, we've been away from that. The world that we've all known has not been a world for humanity. It's been a world that has harvested humanity. It's been a world that has destroyed humanity. It's been a world that has not been for the best interest of humanity. And so we are in that transition, and as the old system seeks to continue to keep people in bondage, you're seeing all the fangs, you're seeing all the teeth, you're seeing all of the methods, and you're seeing narratives breaking down at a rate, my gosh, they can't keep the story straight. For anybody that has eyes to see, ears to hear, mind to process and think, the stories are falling apart, the narratives are falling apart, the all of those things, they don't work right now. Now they work for the person with the ability to reason, the person that wants truth, loves truth, honors the truth. You'll find answers in this. You'll see things that you didn't see before. You make connections that might have eluded you before, but now you see them. You know, here's something I was wondering before. It was just, and I don't want to spend excessive time on all the COVID stuff, but just the fact that, you know, how do you get the entire world to lock down? You remember 2 weeks to flatten the curve? People kind of forgot that. You know, there was never, at the start of this whole global closures, these lockdowns, there was never that. That was never the initial conversation. We're going to close everything down for a year. That was never the conversation. It's kept moving the goalpost. It started with 2 weeks to flatten the curve. That was the conversation. That was the contract that people were presented with. Even then, there was a lot of questions. But people said, you know what? They'll take the hit in their bar, in their restaurant, in their place of business if it meant saving other people's lives, if it meant giving the healthcare system the chance to get prepared for and slow down the spread of this tremendously dangerous, what we were told, virus. Now, did that change? Absolutely, it changed. And it changed. What you've got to look at with some of this stuff is what, how do you coordinate the world to do the same thing at the same time? I mean, you're talking billions of people all going into lockdown. You know, this is when you start to see the centralized control structures behind the scenes, the control over communications and information, because they got all the people to do the same thing all at once. And then, to continue to move an agenda forward, they just kept changing the narrative. You know, I mean, the narrative doesn't make sense. Okay, if you can spread this disease by, you know, well, they want people to wear masks, right? Because spit particles go all over the place, could potentially contaminate other people, so they want you to wear a mask. Okay, so wouldn't it make sense that you could have a test to test your saliva that would show if you are contagious and not have to invade the body with cranial and anal probes? So, you know, makes sense if one of the narratives is true. What if all the narratives aren't true? You just start to ask questions. And, you know, here's the thing. The truth doesn't fear investigation, because the truth is always true. The truth will still be there when everything's said and done. Truth is always true. So you can't, the truth doesn't worry about that. For me, in looking and seeing the way that things have continued to go, I see them losing the narrative, I see them losing the control, but I also see people taking experimental shots, things that have been, that they don't know the effects of, which, that again, how does that make sense? You've got something that's not nearly as lethal and deadly as people were told it was, and yet people are taking something that's experimental. All right, excuse me. I've got to go or to pause for a second. Okay, sorry about that.
Yep.
Small commercial break there. Police checkpoint. Yeah, they have these all over the place. To ask me some questions. Done. But, yeah, if... So, for me, you know, you should... If you're a truth seeker, you don't mind questions. You want to look. You want to ask. And what we're looking for in the truth is we're also looking for, okay, what's the way forward? Because you got to know what things are in order to be able to make choices and decisions. And if you don't have the right information, then how you'll have a misdirection in your choice. You know, I don't think there's an intelligence agency in the world that at the core of it doesn't want the truth. Now, they want the truth so that they can twist it and they can spin it whatever other way, but all of them are looking for what's actually going on. And then they want to spin it around and twist it and turn it for their own agendas. But there's a high value on what's actually the situation. So, truth is the most valuable thing. What's actually true, what's actually real. That's the thing that you want to know. Now, one of the reasons that this whole global narrative has been breaking down is because around the vid has been because it's not true. Flip-flops, left, right, center, all over the place. People flipping and flopping like a fish on the deck of a ship. I mean, just terrible. Horrible imagery too, but listen, it's they've gone all over the place. And yet, whatever their spin is for you today, that's the thing that you're supposed to accept without question. So, and if you have any cognitive dissonance about that, then there's a problem with you, and you need to go back for re-education. You see the problem with all of this? Because my question is, which is it? Now, you know, because you can't have it both ways. It's one or the other. It needs to be, things need to be what they are. And if you say it's one thing, and you make it be something else, then we've got to have a conversation about it. So, it's seemingly been that the purpose behind all of this has not been, there's been multiple reasons, but what you've seen is the erosion of people's civil liberties, the destruction of the wealth of the millionaires down, the millionaire class. The billionaire class has made just a fortune during this time, but the millionaire class down has been, in many cases, decimated. Because those are the people that are the small business owners and the people that are creating economy and a lot of the grassroots of many places. Those people have been destroyed in this time. So the destruction of economy, creation of more dependence upon the government, the collapse of people's health and well-being, and the push for an injectable. Which, now again, back to things that don't make sense. And we talked about this a little bit on the audio, talked about questions. They will demonize something that's been on the market for 7 decades. But they will embrace an experimental jab. And when nobody dies from the thing that was on the market for 70 years, but now floods of people are being just killed and damaged from this new injectable experimental jab, and yet they just keep rolling it out like this is normal. So, it was never about what's all the options on the table, how do we protect the population. No, there's always was an agenda. And the more that you look at it in the lens of the truth, you see that there's an agenda. And the more that people start to question, the more they realize that they need to take a step and a stand because this agenda is against them. And listen, you know, they've tried to put people against each other to keep them all divided. The bulk of the people that they've tried to get you to be divided against, the vast majority of them, they're not your enemies. So don't let them trick you into that. Okay? They get people stirred up one against the other because then you're fighting each other and you don't do anything about the people that are actually out to destroy you. Know the difference. Know the difference. Okay? Alright, so in the process of knowing that difference, listen, it's good. You know, it's good to be going through this phase right now because we need that cleansing. We need that transition. We need things to be brought up and out and into the light. This is important. It's very important. Okay? So we've been doing that. We've been bringing things out, and the earth needs to be purged of all of this. So keeping a clean heart, being good to each other, loving each other, you know, being there for each other, speaking blessings over each other's lives. Listen, I know that's a tough one, but it's a good challenge. Try to speak good and honest words. Just try it. Try for a week. You know, I'm working on that one. And because your words have power. So speak good over your life and over your situation. You know, bring the discipline into it. So listen, things are all right, okay? It's a bit rough, yeah, but it's not a bad thing. It's just a bit rough. It's just the season, all right? All right. Bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. We'll catch up with you again sometime soon. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.